History of the Porn Awards. They're started 5 years ago by Good For Her. And it was in response to the fact that there is this growing body of mostly female filmmakers who are making incredible movies that were geared more towards women, that were presenting people not as these stereotypes or as objects, but as sexual beings, and nobody was recognizing them. What we wanted to do is to take a chance to sort of honor that. And also, as a response to sort of the growing racism that we were seeing in pornography, the fact that we couldn't get movies in that featured people of color in a holistic way, that it was really reduced to stereotypes for the most part. And so we wanted to say that it can be done. There's a lot of filmmakers who are doing this. Here's some of them. Here's people who are making great porn for all different kinds of people.
So you're saying in your program that these awards are to recognize the amazing filmmakers, you said, and performers who are making revolutionary smut that empowers women and marginalized communities. So I would like you to react to this or to go further with the sentence and telling us, how do you recognize those in those films, this power to give power to women and to revolutionize things?
Well, I think that the awards as a whole mean that it's a massive celebration that is increasingly being recognized by the mainstream, just not just our awards and what we're doing, but the performers and the movies that we are honoring. So I think that having this event is what keeps people going. People get so excited by the fact that we're doing this because nobody else is recognizing these people. And increasingly, people are starting to recognize them, but it's such a slow process. So I think that by saying that this is valuable, that we appreciate this, that there is an audience for this, what happens is that more and more people get to hear about it, more and more people know that this exists, more and more people know that they have a choice when it comes to porn. They don't have to watch the, like, cheese ball, fake orgasm people who are, you know, like, who are like sex robots. They're not even like human beings. Instead, we can present human sexuality as this whole piece that includes people who love being watched and includes people who love watching porn, and that it doesn't have to mean that you're not a feminist if you like watching porn, if you like watching sexual situations. And so just, I think having this award, this awards becomes this gathering, this focal point for this really larger sex positive community that we want to be fostering, that we want to say that you can do this too, and that, you know, sexual desire is this huge myriad of things. There's so many different ways to experience sexual desire, and that the people who are capturing this on film are brave, are sexy, and we love them so much. The basic criteria that we fit, that we use for the awards, are that it has to have at least one of the following, and you know, it can be more. So the first one is that a woman had a hand in the production, either the direction or writing or producing of the movie. The second is that it depicts genuine female pleasure. And the third one is that it expands the boundaries of sexual expression on film. The unofficial fourth one is, of course, it has to be hot. So you could have a woman directing a very terribly boring movie that it was all about, like, very marginalized sexuality, but if it's not, you know, like, you can do that and still not have it be very exciting. So still has to be hot. That's sort of our basic criteria. Beyond that, what we're looking for is we also look at things like quality, like how are people working with what they've got? A lot of feminist porn is done on a very small, tight budget. But how are people able to work with that? And how are they able to capture chemistry between people, connection between people? And how are they showing people as whole sexual beings? I think those are sort of other things that we look at as well. For the screenings, our criteria are really different. Personally, when I'm putting together screenings, and we've done a lot more this year, we've done sort of fundraising screenings throughout the year, sort of organized around themes and things like that. One of the things that's really important to me is challenging the audience about what they think feminist porn looks like. So, for example, last night we showed a lot of pretty pretty different stuff, I think. And, you know, one of them was an educational movie about male sexuality primarily, right? With Tristan Taramino's Expert Guide to Anal Pleasure for Men. And I think what that does is it really does expand what we think of as safe sexual expression in pornography. And she talked about that a little bit in the panel as well, how it's difficult for her to get that movie made. And then there's something like The Deviant by Nika Noel, which sort of looks like a very straight movie, and it's got a bit of a plot, and it's got, you know, but if I've never seen it, like, I wouldn't say never, but I have, their connection on screen was so fabulous, and they were both connecting to each other so much, and it was really obvious that the male character was very focused on her pleasure, and I think that's really important to see as well. And then there's somebody like April Flores and what we showed with her, and like just like a range of stuff from her, and showing like visually stunning stuff that just really captured her sexiness and like her, like this really whole sexuality that she has, that I think that she has, and the different ways of capturing that on film. And then of course, Shine Louise Houston, we showed a scene that, you know, because of the body parts involved, looked quite straight. It was like penis vagina sex, right? But at the same time, it was one of the queerest things that I've ever seen in my whole life. And so I really wanted to challenge the audience about what they thought about queer sexuality when it's on film. Like, what does that really mean? And how do you have like queer straight sex or straight queer sex? What does that look like? And what does it mean? So that's sort of our criteria for the screening is a little bit different. And I think challenging the audience is really, really important.
You seem to say that you're starting to influence, you know, mainstream porn. So I'd like to hear you more about this intention to influence more of the mainstream production industry porn.
So with mainstream porn especially, I mean, one example is that at the AVNs this year, which are the big Oscars of porn, they happen in Las Vegas every year. And this year, there were at least four people I can think of who were nominated that are typically nominated for Feminist Porn Awards. So Tristan Taramino, she's one of the few people who have received both Feminist Porn Awards and AVNs, which is like very mainstream. And last year, she was nominated and won again for educational title. And Courtney Trouble was nominated for music for two of her movies, so she's nominated twice. Shine Louise Houston was nominated for video feature of the year. And not, like, it wasn't girl movie, it was video of the year. So the fact that they're starting to look at movies and champion one movie of the year at our awards last year. And Jiz Lee was nominated as web starlet of the year. And I'm totally forgetting one more, but you know, like, so what's happening is the mainstream is starting to pick up on this, that this is actually, on top of being a really awesome expression, is also marketable. And I think that is something that is important for people to know, because at the same time that I don't love always reducing porn or feminist porn specifically to markets, what happens is if markets open up, it means more people have access to it. And that's really important. That is what helps people see that there are so many different ways to experience sexuality. And so ultimately, it's important.
And so you really feel that it can really influence practices and in a feminist way of thinking. Can you a bit more going?
Yeah, I mean, as far as like practices go, I mean, I think that there's still a lot of stereotypes in the world, and you know, I don't want to assume, but I'm just gathering by the work that you do that there's this idea of like sex positive feminism. Of course, you know, you can do this and be a feminist, you can do that and be a feminist, but that's not really the same for everybody. Not everybody is involved in those same sex positive communities. So I think that with the idea that having access to sex-positive pornography, feminist porn, what that means is that you can see people experiencing sexuality in a lot of different ways, experiencing gender in a lot of different ways, experiencing race and ethnicity in a lot of different ways, and that having that shown back to you, like any media in the world, porn is media, and seeing yourself reflected in that can be really, really positive for people to have those role models that they can come back to, and they can say like, oh, well, this person really likes fisting and I like fisting, but I thought it was violent. And you know what? They're enjoying themselves and they're consenting. So maybe I'm going to try that more. Right. And I think that, you know, and it can be a small part of why feminist porn is awesome, but ultimately I think that the ability to influence people's sex lives is massive in the end.